Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Monday, October 23rd, 2017. Not to jump around, but I'm gonna. So my apologies in advance. But, you know, back to the Richard Spencer appearance real quick. Again, nothing in particular against Richard Spencer. Everyone is entitled to their own views. The problem comes back to virtue, morality, and religion. Remember, the founders echoed the sentiment that free speech, freedom of speech, is essentially predicated on virtue, morality, and religion. So if we are becoming less virtuous, less moral, and less religious in the, I would say, the context of James 1, 26 and 27, then, as Benjamin Franklin put it, we have more need of masters, which is precisely what's planned. This is why we keep celebrating these crises. This is why all of the living ex-presidents get together to celebrate hurricane relief efforts, because, yay, this is, you know, it's a sort of esoteric nod to cult phenomenon that are part of these activity, these phenomena are part of forces that are steering us toward bad things. As an example, I suppose, what do I mean? Yeah, the former presidents. I don't know if you heard that. In Texas, what are you doing? Texas A&M with the deep from the heart, the One America appeal, and the 1 October nonsense. You know, LVMPD doesn't seem to indicate that they use military timestamp, date time designations in anything else except for this one incident, the what they call the 1 October incident. And I don't like the hashtag number 1 October. It looks awful, and I think it has a psychological effect like everything else. So we look at all of these things that have a psychological trauma impact or re-traumatizing, and that's why we keep hearing about 9/11. That's why the 9/11 towers are right there across from Mandalay Bay. I mean, none of this, it's virtually impossible to just continue arguing with, as coincidences stack up, that it's just a coincidence. It's hard to argue that as Richard Spencer goes around the country speaking at places that can ill afford the kind of controversy and turmoil that he stirs up without something bad happening, another Charlottesville, it's hard to imagine that anyone with any sense would say, sure, Richard Spencer, and for that matter, all others, come speak and, you know, at UC Berkeley Free Speech Days. Come get the students and faculty and everyone else stirred up, because that's great. Why wouldn't we want to do that? You know, I would have, I think anyone with any sense would have expected University of Florida, Gainesville staff, administrative staff, perhaps, if they want to honor free speech, to say something like, sure, Richard Spencer, you can rent the Phillips Center and you can speak, but maybe since our campus can ill afford and our community can ill afford this kind of controversy, maybe we should do a live streaming event. Maybe you could do a live telecast or something. That way people aren't here on both sides of this controversy. Maybe there are students, as apparently there were, that actually want to hear what you have to say. They might not agree, but they want to hear. I mean, you can go watch a YouTube video of what Richard Spencer believes for that. Why does Richard Spencer need to rent the Phillips Center at University of Florida to come down and argue with a bunch of people who don't respect his views? Does that make sense? I mean, it's hard to argue, if not impossible, that it's that Charlottesville is an accident. It's hard to argue that something worse in Gainesville wasn't planned. Watch Justin's video, Justin Bryant's video that I mentioned last week, when he's there live streaming at the event with folks up on top of buildings, it looks like snipers, whatever the case, folks up on top of buildings, drones and helicopters. And I mean, it probably costs at least $1 million to have local law enforcement cover the event. Was that money well spent? I mean, I dare say, in light of what has happened throughout Florida, you know, the hurricanes in particular have devastated a number of communities in Florida. And so I would think that that has a kind of ripple effect across the entire state. And it's just one thing after another. So speaking about what I was talking about earlier in connections, I mean, Dr. Michio Kaku, speaking of him, on CBS News and CBS This Morning, talking about controlling the weather, and how about, you know, I think our people, I mean, there's so much going on. It's difficult to keep up, I realize. But are we thinking about how radical our society has become, you know, all things that have happened basically since the eclipse, which was an occult event. You know, these occultists worship the sun. So Hurricane Harvey was devastating. But what else is happening? This, I want to give you Dr. Michio Kaku, one of his latest appearances. This is, of course, the old school bad guy. We played lots of Technocracy clips. Technology is great. And as Elon Musk and Bill Gates and Stephen Hawking and everybody say, artificial intelligence could end humanity. It's a huge concern, but Michio Kaku's solution, and all of them really, is that we should merge with technology, he says as he smiles in his NLP fashion. So that's the solution. Just merge with it, because it will not destroy itself. No. And as I said earlier, I used to think that 100 years from now was kind of the unbelievable, you know? Just unbelievable. I'm looking at the thumbnail of the YouTube video for CBS This Morning, Gold Star Father Khazir Khan disheartened by Trump's call to widow. And that eye, the all-seeing eye, it's kind of an emblazoned eye in the background, which is really weird. I'll post a link to that in the chat area. Just disturbing stuff. It's everywhere. Again, hard to argue. The eye over the shoulder of Khazir Khan, it's right out in the open. Is that the right video? I don't think it is. Anyway, I want to give you, I'll post the right link. But here is Dr. Michio Kaku. You know, he's been on CBS and other channels talking about controlling the weather. Yeah, we have these lasers and we're hitting the upper atmosphere with stuff. And as Richie from Boston points out, HARP is old technology. We've mentioned a number of times, and by the way, where did the video go that was just posted in the chat area? This just aired. John McCain celebrating his daughter's birthday during her new position as co-host on The View. The video's gone. Where did it go? Speaking of stuff that disappears. Anyway, HARP is Tesla technology. Raytheon, compliments of the FBI and Westinghouse, stole most of Tesla's really interesting work. And you can find a number of Tesla patents registered to Raytheon these days. I did shows about that 10 years ago. And so what is the new stuff? How come we don't hear about that? And there are a number of folks that are speculating, especially the Santa Rosa fires. And, you know, you look at the footage, cars melted into the road, but trees on the side of the road are somewhat intact, not fallen, maybe singed. Houses completely leveled to dust. I mean, it looks like September 11th, 2001. Houses just leveled to dust in their footprint. How is that possible? How is it possible that metal is burning in forest fires or alleged forest fires? It's, you know, and I mentioned, I mean, I'll leave this at that. I want to get back to the Michio Kaku thing, but there were over 1,000 forest fires this year. 2 million acres, speaking of unprecedented things. So we had the solar eclipse. Then you have these, you know, it was 2 million acres in more than a half a dozen states. And then all of a sudden, California catches on fire and we're all kind of concerned. But not to downplay the tragedy, as I say, but it's interesting. 2 million acres burns. Several communities, dozens and dozens of communities are threatened. Other people die, but then all of a sudden, California is in danger and we're concerned. So over 2 million acres burned. The hurricane season is crazy. And I would remind folks, I need to go back to this, but speaking of the fires, you know, we heard that the Oregon fire maybe was maybe caused by a kid shooting off fireworks. And then at last check, maybe not. Because at last check, to my knowledge, the cause was unknown officially, which is interesting, don't you think? So over 1,000 fires, it's more than 1,500 fires actually, burning more than 2 million acres this year, and the majority of them were started around a specific time, July, the end of July and the beginning of August, which was, what, a week after the solar eclipse, I want to say, if memory serves. A week or so, a week, 2 weeks. Anyway, as I said before, I will just leave that at this, then we'll get to the Michio Kaku clip. Remember the PBS documentary? What was the title of it back in 2000 about Nikola Tesla? The title of the documentary was Tesla, Master of Lightning. Was he really Master of Lightning? So what happened to that technology? And we hear about directed energy weapons and things like that. I always go back to Dennis Kucinich's bill, the Space Preservation Act of 2001, H.R. 2977, is a real bill. And, I mean, we can read the text of it. You can go to congress.gov, for example, and read the text of it. The last section is pretty interesting, definitions. The bill was supposed to ban this kind of stuff. Such terms, what kind of weapon systems? Exotic weapon systems, such as electronic, psychotronic, and information weapons, or information. Chemtrails, high altitude, ultra-low frequency weapon systems, plasma, electromagnetic, sonic, or ultrasonic weapons, laser weapon systems, kind of like the kind that Michio Kaku is talking about, beaming, you know, doing exactly what Tesla was already working on, heating up the upper ionosphere in certain spots and storing information and energy up there. We're not just reflecting sunlight back out into the universe. It's ridiculous. Strategic, theater, tactical, or extraterrestrial weapons, and chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. Climate or tectonic weapons. The term exotic weapon systems includes weapons designed to damage space or natural ecosystems, such as the ionosphere and upper atmosphere, or climate, weather, and tectonic systems, with the purpose of inducing damage or destruction upon a target population or region on the Earth or in space. That's just an excerpt of the Space Preservation Act of 2001, H.R. 2977. And I've mentioned that Congressman Claiborne Pell was the eponymous Pell Grant. Is it named after him? But he was the guy who said back in the 70s, now that we have the ability to do all of these things, all of this harm to the Earth and its atmosphere and so forth, we don't need treaties anymore. So I'll leave it at that. But Dr. Michio Kaku appeared on CBS This Morning back in August. This clip is titled, and there's a playlist. I think I stuck the geoengineering playlist in the chat area with a number of his appearances, including these: controlling the weather, is it possible? That was a CBS News clip. I think that was 4 years ago. Michio Kaku, can we control the weather? That's a big think clip. Michio Kaku on Hurricane Harvey, the one we're going to play. Agony has just begun. That's what we're going to play in a second. Science behind devastating Nepal earthquake and avalanches. UN panel issues grim report on climate change. Physicist Michio Kaku explains record low summer temperatures. Southern California overdue for major earthquake study, says. See, the technocrats, you know, the soothsayers of data. Scientism, science is a religion. So there are some great videos in there, including clips from his appearances. Here is Dr. Michio Kaku on CBS This Morning back in August. Michio Kaku on Hurricane Harvey. Agony has just begun. Go ahead, please.
So what causes hurricanes like Harvey to form in the first place? Here with some answers is Michio Kaku, a CBS News science contributor and City University of New York physics professor. Professor, good morning.
Glad to be on the show.
So when you look at the storm as it sits right now hanging over Texas, what concerns you most about Harvey?
Several things. First of all, if it lingers over the land, it could cause massive flooding. And then, watch out, if it goes back into the Gulf, it could get re-energized and create a second, even a third landfall. And so the agony has just begun with this hurricane of the decade.
Michio, let's talk about the science behind hurricanes. How actually do they form?
Well, believe it or not, a hurricane is sort of like a bowling ball. They form off the coast of Africa as a small breeze, and then they gather energy as they go toward warm water across the Atlantic. And then if it comes in just right, it'll get a strike. It'll go into the Gulf of Mexico, get energized by the warm water. Or it could be a gutter ball and simply veer off in the direction, a wrong direction. This hurricane went right through into the Gulf, got energized by the warm water, and now hitting Texas.
That fuel of the warm water. What about the speed? Because it was moving faster and slowed down. What's the impact there?
Well, when it hits landfall, you have friction, plus it no longer is energized by the warm water beneath it. And so so velocity drops enormously, and it goes from Category 4 to Category 1 within a matter of hours after it hits
propagandist
landfall.
Propagandist Michio Kaku telling you kind of how it works. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Unbelievable. There's a great story on Republic Broadcasting right now from the Free Thought Project posted yesterday titled 6 years ago today, the U.S. helped murder Gaddafi to stop the creation of gold-backed currency. I think his speech should be the what I call his 9/11 truth speech. I think it was September 23rd, 2009, at the UN General Assembly, and he was supposed to speak for 10, maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes or less, actually. And he spoke for over 100 minutes, and we have played the translation. I think the translator was shocked because he kept stopping. He kept pausing. I think he was thinking, am I really hearing what I'm hearing? Gaddafi talking about we need to reopen investigations into 9/11, the JFK assassination, the assassination of a number of African leaders like Patrice Lumumba, and all of the other unsavory activities of the CIA and its covert regime change actions, as they are erroneously referred to, disingenuously referred to. Anyway, that's a great piece, and I think everyone should watch Gaddafi's 9/11 truth speech, as I would call it. But I digress. So, crazy things happening. Libya is on the northern side of And this is all sort of free association, so I apologize. Libya is sort of on the northern side of the African continent. But, you know, we heard Dr. Michio Kaku saying the agony has just begun. So you have Hurricane Harvey, the hurricane of the decade, and the agony has just begun. Is he already chipped? You know, does he already have some of that circuitry in his brain? Remember, we played that clip too from – oh, gosh, what's that project? The new project. Something stream. Can't remember. Anyway, where Michio Kaku says wearables are on the horizon, but he's talking about a chip. It's an implantable, not a wearable. If it's in you, it's wearing you, isn't it? This kind of disingenuous nonsense. Anyway, we heard him in the CBS clip that we played talking about how it's like bowling. You know, these hurricanes come from the African coast, and you know it could wipe out a large portion of America, or it could be a gutter ball. He says, like it's like bowling to him. It's ridiculous. So anyway, if you're unfamiliar, do yourself a favor and just do a search for HAARP stations on African coast. And read about that a little bit. There are some, you know, and it's interesting. Back in 2014, speaking of this, it's kind of humorous, I would say. You know, whenever you see stuff like this, the nothing to see here kind of stuff, that should tip folks off. The NBC story in the science and weird science section of NBC News, the story titled Conspiracy Theories Abound as U.S. Military Closes HAARP. U.S. Air Force has notified Congress that it intends to shut down HAARP, a controversial Alaska-based research facility that studies an energetic and active region of the upper atmosphere. And so you see stories like this. University of Alaska and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, you know, which corresponds to Richie and Boston's point, this is old technology. This is not news. You know, it's kind of like the internet. Right now, the internet is old technology. And speaking of Tesla's advancements 100 years ago, essentially, okay, not quite, but close enough, storing information in the upper atmosphere, it's the cloud, right? That's where things are headed, but we're not told that, right? How do you hack the cloud? Is it more secure than a tilt-up concrete bunker co-location station? Not really. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try Migraleaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If you're not familiar with some of this discussion, bottom of the second hour, by the way, of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, October 23rd, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. If you're unfamiliar with some of this subject matter, and as I said, it's interesting that these things have to be debunked. The U.S. Air Force has notified Congress that it intends to shut down HAARP. You know, conspiracy theorists are abuzz about the news, given that HAARP, short for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, has long been the center of wild speculation, that the program is designed to control the weather. Oh, that sounds crazy. Or worse, in 2010, Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez claimed that HAARP or a program like it triggered the Haiti earthquake. Now, that's impossible. For the record, NBC reported back in, 2014? May 22nd, 2014. For the record, the Haitian quake of 2010 was caused by the slippage of a previously unmapped fault. along the border of the Caribbean and North American tectonic plates. Never mind the Space Preservation Act of 2001. Never mind that if you do a search, just do a search for Air Force admits weather control. That's an interesting, fun little exercise. And that will invariably bring you to the Wikipedia entry titled Weather Modification, under which you will find 1977 UN Environmental Modification Convention, which is an interesting discussion. And so back in the 70s, as I said, you know, Senator Claiborne Pell was saying, we don't need treaties anymore since we can do this. This is great. And you'll also find the section in the military. In Benign Weather Modification, published in March 1997, Air Force Major Barry Coble superficially documents the existence of weather modification science, where he traces the developments that have occurred notably in the hands of the Pentagon and CIA's staunchest ideological enemies. And sure, right, enemies. But the first scientifically controlled and monitored effort generally recognized by the meteorological community as constituting weather modification occurred in 1948, when Dr. Irving Langmuir first experimented with artificially seeding clouds to produce rain. His experiments showed positive results, sparking tremendous interest in the field nearly overnight. So in one of the videos that I mentioned that's in that geoengineering playlist, Dr. Michio Kaku says, you know, we've heard that, I mean, basically, paraphrasing, kids are taught in school that, you know, low pressure and high pressure systems combine, and there's hot air and cold air, and all of a sudden there's a swirling, and then there's a hurricane or a, you know, different type of storm. But actually, it's electromagnetic. It's a charging of the atmosphere. It's the electromagnetic charge that causes that. And so you heard him in the clip that we played talking about how these hurricanes are formed off the African coast. And so just do a search for HAARP stations on African coast. And like I said, read about some of the things that you'll see and how the stations that are – that's one of the reasons that Africa is vital, because, you know, that's how you create these kinds of incidents. And it's interesting that we're hearing again – it's a sort of recycling, like the green economy nonsense about geoengineering. The CIA thinks, hey, you know, maybe this weather modification thing wouldn't be a bad idea. And you know, there's some disclosure recirculating. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea. So if we've been doing this for decades and decades, and we're talking about maybe doing it now, then how come these kinds of things can't be prevented? How come, like Dr. Michio Kaku said, it's the, you know, the agony has just begun? Hurricane season goes into next month, right? So how come we can't do anything to prevent things like this, the kind of devastation that we're seeing? You know, fires caused by lightning with no storm. Over 1,000 fires caused by lightning with no storm. One of the worst hurricane seasons on record. And then, you know, from Wikipedia entries, which again is very pedestrian, very watered down, but it's a start. It's a point of entry for anyone who maybe thinks, gosh, you know, something's wrong here. From weather modification, you also will find the entry for weather warfare. But it's interesting, even the Wikipedia entry for weather modification says weather modding is the act of intentionally manipulating or altering the weather. The most common form of weather modification is cloud seeding to increase rain or snow, usually for the purpose of increasing the local water supply. Well, then why are there droughts all over the place? You know, I mentioned that earlier this year. There was flooding in certain places and droughts in others. If we can do this, it's hard to argue that these things are accidental now, isn't it? Weather modification can also have the goal of preventing damaging weather. Really? Where is that? Because we don't see that. We see the I would say the stimulating of forces to create damaging weather. Quite the opposite, actually, such as hail or hurricanes from occurring the entry provoking damage. Yes, exactly. Or of provoking damaging weather against the enemy. So if there's damaging weather throughout the continental United States in particular, who is the enemy? Provoking damaging weather against the enemy as a tactic of military or economic warfare. So if there's damaging weather throughout the continental United States, is it a tactic of economic warfare? Been talking about that for quite a while. It's hard to argue that it's not. Weather modification in warfare has been banned by the United States. But as I said, you'll find also under the 1977 UN Environmental Modification Convention, these words, weather modification, particularly hostile weather warfare. Hostile weather warfare. Isn't that kind of redundant? Was addressed by the UN General Assembly Resolution 31/72 TIAS 9614 Convention on the prohibition of military and other hostile use of environmental modification techniques. The convention was signed in Geneva on May 18, 1977. So think about that. Weather modification was discussed in the 70s, and the convention was signed in Geneva on May 18, 1977, which included parameters to prevent this kind of thing. But then, again, speaking of Gaddafi, he was the guy who stood up there at the UN General Assembly and said, you know, we are encouraged to join this group and be part of a group that will protect members from encroachment, from attack. And so if another UN member attacks a country, then we're told that this UN member should go to the Security Council and say, hey, protect us. But, and paraphrasing Gaddafi, it was interesting that he pointed out that there's provocative oversight by the Security Council when a certain coterie of UN members attack other UN members, NATO in particular. When NATO attacks UN members, the Security Council turns a blind eye. Or maybe there's some finger wagging that goes on. You know, that's not very nice. Unbelievable. And it's not that the UN doesn't know. I mean, we've talked about the fact that the UN even knows Israel and Saudi Arabia are the most offensive countries or geopolitical contrivances, really, is what they are, on the face of the earth today. The most offensive. And I mean offensive by they offend other countries and UN members more than anyone. The UN, if you listen to this network, you know, was never created to be a good organization. But even this evil organization knows that what Pike wrote about in his ostensibly apocryphal letter to Mazzini is true. Political Zionism versus political Islam equals World War III. That's what's happening. These kinds of things, weather warfare, are being used to destroy the earth in Revelation 11:18 fashion, the destroyers of the earth. And all of the nations are being drawn into this cataclysmic conflict that is happening in precisely the fashion that Pike allegedly wrote about to Mazzini back in 1871. I'm sure that's a coincidence, though. Another one of those provocative coincidences. So again, if you're not familiar with this subject matter, do some searches. Just search for HAARP stations on African coast. And like I said, it's very interesting that even though you can find over at the Weather Warfare entry on Wikipedia, documentation of this, including a transcript from the U.S. Senate hearing on weather modification back in 1974, and further documentation like weather as a force multiplier owning the weather in 2025, retrieved in 2012. This is a document. Here are words, disclaimer. 2025 is a study designed to comply with a directive from the Chief of Staff of the Air Force to examine the concepts, capabilities, and technologies of the United States will require to remain the dominant air and space force in the future. Presented on 17 June 1996, this report was produced in the Department of Defense School Environment of Academy Freedom. Academic freedom, and in the interest of advancing concepts related to national defense indeed. Again, the national military establishment creating this kind of destruction. And it's always shrouded in secrecy under the guise of national security. But none of this has anything to do with national security. CIA Director Pompeo says that WikiLeaks is a threat to national security. But like Julian Assange said, as he pointed out back in August, it has nothing to do with national security. It has everything to do with political security. Because I think it's easier to argue that YouTube is, with its promotion, literally, by allowing Eminem to do the kind of things that he does that are then published on channels like BET and getting 35 million views plus, it's easier to argue that YouTube is a greater threat to national security by its promotion of civil insurrection than WikiLeaks is to national security in trying to publish the kind of secrets that JFK, I would argue, was nodding to. And folks will, talk about the way he introduces the address. And that being he called it the president and the press. That's what he named it. And he said that some would call it the president versus the press. I have selected as the title of my remarks tonight, the president and the press. Some may suggest that this would be more naturally worded, the president versus the press. But those are not my sentiments tonight, he said. So the president and the press, he starts out by recalling, he says, you may remember that in 1851, the New York Herald Tribune, under the sponsorship and publishing of Horace Greeley, employed as its London correspondent an obscure journalist by the name of Karl Marx. So, folks say, well, he's talking about communism. And while I wouldn't dispute that per se, I think it's obviously broader. It kind of touches on what Nesta Webster wrote in World Revolution. And those words that I come back to regularly in World Revolution, A Plot Against Civilization, published in 1921, when Nesta Webster wrote, it is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they are being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. Yet this is what the exploiters of the Internationale did for the working men, and that kind of ties right back to what JFK is talking about. The Comintern essentially being exploited, turned against itself and others. So whatever ism you want to identify, they are all created and used very surreptitiously to mislead folks and pit us all against one another. We see soft kills like this all around us. These groups being pitted against one another. It's despicable and particularly evil. And this is not a new discussion. Briefly, I posted a link last week in the chat area to Milford Ryerson Howard's book, The American Plutocracy. It was a great book, published in 1895. I'll give you an excerpt from that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
Welcome back. I think we should play this. Well, I don't know. I just posted something in the chat area. Maybe we'll play this tomorrow. It's a clip that I created haven't gotten back to Vegas. We're going to talk about that some more. That's not going to go away. I agree with folks that say we shouldn't let go of that. It is the 9/11 of this generation and the JFK of this generation. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. To let go of Vegas, I think, would be a sin, so to speak. Anyway, I posted an unlisted clip that's on YouTube with the remark, watch what happens around the 45-second mark of this unlisted clip. Coincidentally, this bit ended up on the cutting room floor of the digital version. And what I mean is, if you watched the televised interview of Jesus, the alleged Jesus Campos, and the alleged Stephen Schuck, you perhaps noticed, as I did, that at the point around the – if you watch the segment published on the Ellen Show YouTube channel, I think it's around the 5:40 mark, 5 minutes 40 second mark, there's this flash. They go away from the interview and then they come back. But if you watch the televised version, Ellen says it's right after that segment where she says, so you're talking about it now and you're never going to talk about this again. And then right after that, Jesus Campos, or so-called, appears to have a question or a comment, raises one hand, I think the left first, then the right. Yeah, it's around the 45-second mark of the unlisted clip that I posted. And so he raises his left index finger and then raises his right hand and right index finger extended. Obviously has something to say. And incidentally, that segment didn't make it to the digital version somehow, which is curious because not only is that when she says, and she's, you know, basically touching him, saying, you're not going to talk about this again. So that's provocative. But she says, we want to honor you because you're a hero. You know, we want to honor you, which doesn't make any sense in the way that the timeline has now unfolded. But what's really curious about it is if you watch the clip that's unlisted that I posted, you would think that that would be left in because she says, we want to honor you. And then we hear applause, which is probably dubbed in because I doubt there's a studio audience watching this. But there's applause. You would think that the applause would be left in for psychological effect for those watching. But no, it's gone. Why is that? Why is Jesus Campos, or so-called, indicating that he wants to say something or ask something, dubbed out? Just another one of those interesting coincidences. I hope today was informative. I apologize again for the sort of free association it was, but as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.